And that's what's so wonderful about the Word of God. And it starts off in the 12th verse telling you why. The Word of God is Zao. The Word of God literally is living. The Word of God is living. The Word of God is energeis. You can hear the word energy in there. The Word of God is living and energized and sharper, and the word there is over, sharper over any two-edged sword, penetrating Akri. Akri means all the way to. Okay? All the way to. This sword, this energized sword, is so sharp that it will penetrate all the way to the marismas. I spent a lot of time with this word because it's translated distribution. It's also translated division or separation. I don't know about you, but that don't seem like the same thing to me. Like, division and distribution doesn't necessarily come together in my mind. The picture of the word is to separate so that you can distribute. In other words, you're not dividing it like separating everything. You are separating it out so that you can touch each one or distribute each one individually. That's a beautiful picture. The separating out of suke, soul. Remember? Soul, the seat of your desires and affections. That's that soulish area, the emotions, right? So this Word of God can go down far enough to begin to separate out these facets, these parts of every human being. Every human being has a soul, that area of emotion especially, and spirit. Spirit, pneuma, wind, breath, life. God's life. You're only alive because of your spirit. You know, like you have a soul, you live in a body, but you are a spirit. And so this Word of God begins to get down in there, not just to divide, but to separate out so that you can understand exactly what I'm telling you right now. You have a soul. It's a part of your life. Separate it out. It's not your spirit. Your spirit is your spirit. That breath of God that gives you life is spirit. And it's not the same as. It actually energizes your soul. It informs your soul, but they're two different things. Then both of joints, and I find this curious, marrows. The word there, marrows, is plural. We say joints and marrow, right? But it's actually plural. Like there's more than one? Your joints. That's like your ankle bones and your knee bones and your hip bones, right? And your shoulders and your elbows and your fingers. All of those are joints. And without those joints, you can't function. Without those joints, you can't be a man or a woman the way that you're supposed to be. You got thumbs, right? We have all these joints, and then we have these marrows, and without this stuff, we don't have physical life. Say physical life.
Physical life.
Y'all with me? You don't have physical life. This is a description. Talked about soul, that's your emotional. quote, life. Then spirit, that's the actual life, the thing that makes you alive. Then it describes this physical life by using the concept of joints, what holds us together and allows us to function, and marrows. And when you get to marrows, you may remember years ago, we talked about this. And I find it absolutely fascinating that the bone marrow is what produces literally billions of new cells in your body every day. They are white blood cells, they are red blood cells, and platelets. Some scholar tell me what a white blood cell does. Yes, yes, we got lots of scholars. Fights infection, right? Those are called T cells. They fight infection. Then the red cells carry oxygen, and you have in there stem cells. What do stem cells do?
Regenerate.
They are the regenerating, right? These stem cells can become any cell. Is God cool or what? Like, when you look around and people, you know, look, oh no, you know, I cut myself. Yeah, well, wait a while. Those platelets will stop the blood flow. And then you'll look around a few days later and that won't be there anymore because those stem cells have replaced the cells that were damaged. And when you energize those, as the scripture says, when God quickens you, makes whole, makes alive, makes well, supernaturally energizes, invigorates, renews, restores your mortal body by his spirit, the Holy Spirit, who actually has now taken up residence in your body, he is producing life. So when you think about this picture, which is certainly true for every person, and then energize that with the Spirit of God in life, that's why Paul could write and say things like, you're being washed with the water of the word continually so that you may be without spot or any sign of aging or any other blemish. And people go, well, you can't do that. And I say, obviously you can't. You don't believe it. Okay? It's hard to believe, isn't it? Whew, of course it's hard to believe. It goes against everything we know, against everything that we know of physical reality and human knowledge. You can't do that. But Jesus did. And then he came to the table at Covenant and said, here, this flesh is my, this bread is my flesh. It's my body. Eat it. Consume me into you. And we get spiritual. No, that's the second part. This is my blood. This cup is my blood. The life is in the blood, right? Do you understand what we're talking about here? We are so far past what most people